50 years ago, Henry Ford and his son Edsel placed a modest amount of their vast wealth into a charitable foundation. That was a common practice then and is now for wealthy Americans. The once modest foundation has grown into the largest general-purpose charitable organization in the world. The Ford Foundation has given away more than $6 billion. Its money has touched every aspect of American life, touched the arts, science, and even public radio. Warren Kozak has this report.
A symphony orchestra in the Midwest. An inner city building project. Africa's chronic food shortages. These varied activities have one thing in common. All have received money from the Ford Foundation. Just off New York's 42nd Street, in the shadow of the United Nations, a modern building with a huge glass wall serves as the world headquarters of the Ford Foundation. Besides giving away money, the foundation has always attracted some of the country's best minds.
Well, I should tell you that I do not join any organization, including the Ford Foundation, unless it can satisfy two criteria.
Former Secretary of Defense, World Bank President, and Ford Board Member Robert McNamara.
One, I insist that it be an organization I feel some capability of contributing to. And secondly, I insist it be an organization that can contribute to me, that can stimulate my interest, enlarge my understanding of the world. I should say that it has been, I think, the most interesting association of my life.
At the foundation's headquarters, a staff of more than 300 people studies data from all over the world, spots trends, and writes recommendations. In the large boardroom, the directors argue the merits of individual requests and eventually decide who will get what part of the $125 million that goes out every year. If you think giving away that kind of money is easy, you're wrong. There is no question that today's Ford Foundation, with a $4.5 billion endowment, is a force of its own, but it wasn't always that way. You see, back in 1936, there were just a few large foundations when Henry and Edsel started their small project. Their original contribution was only $25,000, and its main function was to help local charities in Michigan. Then, in 1943, son Edsel died unexpectedly, followed 4 years later by his father. And the family lawyers had a huge problem on their hands. At the time of their deaths, the Ford Motor Company was not a public corporation. These two men owned most of the stock, and for tax reasons, a great deal of it had to be disposed of, and quickly. There was only one logical recipient of the windfall. So, in the late 40s, the sleepy Michigan charity became, almost overnight, the largest foundation in the world. The Third World development programs also continue to take a lot of heat from time to time. Millions of dollars have been poured into what seems to be a bottomless pit. Some problems have been solved, only to find new ones taking their place. Robert McNamara defends Ford's involvement there. He thinks foundations offer something that no one else is able to do, because without their research, the government's foreign aid would be wasted.
It's insane to put as much money, invest as much money per year, with as inadequate an intellectual foundation of how to maximize the efficiency of those investments. And Africa is a perfect illustration of the problem. Tens of billions of dollars are being invested in Africa today. They need more. But despite that investment, the GNP growth per capita in the countries of sub-Saharan Africa has been negative on average for a decade. The food production per capita have been negative per capita for over a decade. Why? Who knows? Nobody knows. And governments are too large, they're too rigid, they're too inflexible. They're too insensitive, really, unable to move as rapidly and in some ways as radically as is necessary to find the answer to that question.
This year, the Ford Foundation will receive about 9,000 formal requests for money. All of the letters and forms will be looked at. Some will be studied more closely, and about 1,200 lucky projects will receive anywhere from $1,000 to several million to help them along the way. I'm Warren Kozak in Washington.